And you're good if you can.
I used to be good with flags, but I think I would fail in my guess right now.
I'm going to say Middle East or Northern Africa.
One is absolutely correct. The other one is not, but I understand why you're guessing that because of the crescent moon.
Correct.
One is the one with the red stripes, that's Mauritania. That is the newest national flag in the world. The emperor ruler of Mauritania on his own decided to add the red stripes on both sides of the flag without any further ado. And so that kind of busted my flag budget for that year. And the other is the Cocos Islands, which are in the Indian Ocean and they're a protectorate of Australia. So you'd be really good if you got that one.
I knew I would fail, so, but you just made us sound that much smarter.
Yeah, it's fun. I have flags.
All right. We will call this meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Cardozo.
Here.
Councilmember Christensen.
Here.
Councilmember Larraway. Council President McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you will join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, first item is the consent agenda. Any questions, comments, anything you want pulled for discussion or a motion to approve?
Mayor?
Yes.
I would like to pull 4D off the consent agenda for discussion.
Okay.
Would be business item 7C then, I guess.
Yeah.
Anything from you two? No? Okay, then I would move we remove item 4D from the consent agenda and place it in section 7C and then otherwise approve the rest of the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to approve the consent agenda with removing item 4D for discussion and putting it under 7C. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. And that brings us right to external reports and requests. We have an update on the CUNA neighborhood bike and pedestrian plan information briefing. Edinson Batista, you may have the floor, sir.
Good evening, Mayor Steer and Council. Thank you for-
We're not getting any sound yet.
Can you guys hear me right now? Hello? Can you guys hear me?
I think it's you. I think we're working on, we'll work on something here and see what we get.
Okay.
Are people, can they hear us on Facebook okay? Might be an overall Zoom thing if that's the case.
Edinson, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Jace, can you hear us, Jace?
Yeah, the sound through the Zoom is.
Can't hear Jace either.
Can't hear Jace either.
Oh.
We have a new system. It's almost perfect.
Jace, would you say something to see if we can hear you?
Can you hear me? Test, test. Anything?
One more time, Jace.
Hello? I hear myself. And then a few other of me's.
Well.
Echo chamber.
Somebody call Mike.
Jace, I wonder if they could plug in a laptop at City Hall so that
way. Can we do something different perhaps if they call in?
Yes. Edmondson, do you want to try and call in? I will get you a number. My phone's on my desk.
Thank you.
Mayor, while we're in recess, can you hear me?
I think, Bill, it's a full, for whatever reason, that the sound that's supposed to play throughout the building is not happening.
Oh, so that affecting everybody that's virtually appearing then? So
virtual, fixed. Yeah, I mean, virtual, no, if the sound's coming through, I think everyone can hear.
And it's not what number do you want me to call you at? If you just want to put it in the chat, that would be okay. Yeah, it was working yesterday, so I don't know what's occurred.
I should do it to the city council chambers, right? Directly to them or to everyone?
I think you're probably good to just do it to everyone.
I got the call. Hello?
Hi, it's Chris.
Hi, Chris. Sorry about that. Should I go ahead and make my presentation?
Yeah, if you just want to do it over the phone and then I have you on speakerphone at the mic.
Zoom is fine, though.
To get this presentation going. So, good afternoon, Mayor Sears and council members. My name is Edinson Bautista, ACAT Senior Transportation Planner. In today's meeting, I wanted to introduce to you the CUNA Neighborhood Bicycle and Pedestrian Plan and provide a brief overview of the planning process. Chris, did the council have a copy of my presentation?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so perfect. That makes it easier. So, in moving forward to slide two, in this slide, as an overall explanation of what the neighborhood plans are, these are a planning tool developed to identify community priorities for future bicycle and pedestrian projects within a specific planning area. The projects identified in this plan promote safe and effective and convenient walking and biking for residents and visitors. In this case, this year we're visiting the city of CUNA. So we're targeting to our focus on the pedestrian and bicycle environment built within the city and surrounding. In the graph I displayed in the slide number two, we display ACAC level of completion of the neighborhood plan that have been adopted. The Garden City and North Marion neighborhood plans are the most recent versions adopted back in September 23rd, 2020. This graph reflects that once these neighborhood plans are adopted, there is an ongoing process of working the projects identifying the plan. As of now, ACAC has completed 287 projects and 145 projects currently programmed in the integrated priority work plan. In the next slide, It's a planning timeline. We wanted to display the planning timeline for the neighborhood plans. This started way back in 2012 with the Central Bench, Downtown Meridian, and Downtown Cuter Corridor. We're currently finalizing the first iteration of this site of the first cycle of the neighborhood plan. The Kino neighborhood plan is the 17th of the neighborhood plan process. And it will cycle back, starting over to review any new developments in each of the planning areas. In slide 4, you will find that the Kino planning area, and here I highlighted the area of the study, and it follows generally the city area of impact. So talking a little bit more about the project objective, with the neighborhood plans, we aim to achieve specific goals, which goes back to identify, map, biking and walking destinations as it pertains to planning area. Through a robust public outreach process, we've identified the need of connectivity, transit, biking, and walking facilities to gather a general consensus of community recommendations. And through this process, our intent is to develop a user-friendly plan that communicates existing condition needs as well conveys proposal of projects in both the public and ACHD. Through analysis, technical review, and public outreach, we try to define, prioritize, and rank projects that address the needs identified. Additionally, we will identify existing gaps in the sidewalk and bicycle network. Throughout this process, we aim to brand the neighborhood plan to ensure recognition throughout the community of this planning effort and ACAC continued commitment to biking and pedestrian improvement. In slide 6, just wanted to, through this neighborhood plan procedure, we conduct a comprehensive public outreach that is conducted in 2 different stages. First, through the student outreach, we work with students in the planning area to identify any concerns, recommendations they have regarding their routes to and from school. And second, through the public involvement meetings, where we work with the public to identify general needs and recommendation for the planning area. In slide 7, I display the project schedule, where we present, we kick off this neighborhood plan process back in December. And during this spring of 2021, we're planning to conduct a public outreach effort, as well as the project identification process. During the summer, we will conduct the project prioritization and development of the plan. During the fall, we plan to present in front of the ACHD Commission with the final draft of the neighborhood plan. As our next steps, and finally, my last slide, next steps, we'll continue the development of the existing condition section of the plan and preparing for the public outreach that will be developed through the spring. Through the project, we're planning to visit the city of Kuna at key points to share findings and collect additional feedback that we received through this public outreach. With this, I conclude my presentation and I will stand for any questions.
Okay. Did anybody have any questions? I know it was kind of hard to hear some of that. And...
Nope.
So I think this is just kind of an ongoing plan that we're working towards with the ACHD on making our connectivity and safety routes. And Edinson, thank you very much. We'll stay in touch. I'm assuming you're working with Jace Hellman on that. You can just give a head nod. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that update, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item is a contingency request for the irrigation fund. Jared.
There we go. All right. Thank you, Mayor and Council. So before you tonight, I just want to make a request for $17,000 out of irrigation contingency. So the plan is to evaluate the hookup fee for the irrigation connectivity. Essentially, this hasn't been looked at least since 2009. And since then, the city's population has nearly doubled. So it'd be a good idea to take a look and see where we are on that, to see if we're still in line so that we can continue covering our costs and also leave room for future reimbursement programs that are coming down the pike. So with that, I stand for any questions.
Okay, questions for Jared. I think this kind of just gets us caught up again like we've done for water and sewer and the other systems. This one is just one that's lagged behind and we haven't gotten to it yet, so. Okay, if there are no questions, we would just need a motion to approve that.
Okay, I would move we approve $17,000 from irrigation contingency to complete the Keller and Associates study on irrigation hookups.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the expenditure of $17,000 from the irrigation contingency fund to complete this study. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Thank you very much. Downtown revitalization update. Chris, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor, Council. I just want to give you an update on downtown phase two. We have completed that. We've gotten all the final documents that have gone through ACHD. Reimbursement request has gone to LTAC, waiting for the finals on that. And then I'll submit the reimbursement to ITD, which just takes a couple days. The project came in at about $2.1 million. With all the funding that we received through the grants, the $2.1 million also includes the funding that we brought over from phase one to phase two for the engineering, the final engineering and design. With that being said, the actual construction of the project out of city coffers was $50,000. Wow. Council had allocated an additional monies of carryover of $151,000 from phase one, $300,000 in city match allocation from November of 2018, and $279,000 as a carryover match from phase one. When all those numbers broke out together, the total federal funding was $1.79 million. $355,000 was what we have to bring forward again, meaning that was the amount of contingency that council dedicated to the project that we didn't need to use. So with that being said, we'd like to move to phase three, which would be 4th Street. It's still part of the overall downtown revitalization project. It would go from Linder down to school. The city team would work with JEB on the details of it. And if we allow for $500,000 for that project, then when we're done, we'll be close to shovel ready. And once we're shovel ready, which we've seen on phases one and phase two, that's when we can start applying for the federal funds. We've had good success. It's a good project. We work with the stakeholders. And I think that really when we see that out of our pocket, we only spent $50,000 on $1.79 million in construction on phase two, I think that we can see that our partnerships are working really well, as well as the dedication of staff. So for B1, I would ask that you possibly consider $500,000 for phase three out of the general fund. There may be some adjustments as some of this it will fall under enterprise funds, but at this point we're asking for general. And then the $350,000 approximately that we didn't spend out of contingency will remain. We won't take that. And I'll stand for any questions.
Okay, questions for Chris. So yeah, we've been pretty successful on phases one and two of not having to use a lot of the funding that's been approved for it. We have to have those in the coffers in order to be able to bring anything forward. So in the end, with when we have that there in the beginning and then we don't end up using it, it's a great success, and we've had some really good luck with getting the projects done, and great partnerships. And so this is just kind of a carry forward from all of that. So it'd be nice to get 4th Street done.
Yeah. You got anything, Richard? You're deep in thought over there.
No, I'm okay. Fine.
All right, then I would move we approve $500,000 from contingency, or no, from general fund for the downtown phase 3.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded on the $500,000 for downtown phase 3. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. And then item 2, this would be a resolution for the engineering services for the study for phase 3.
Again, Chris Engel, city clerk, for the record. It is a standard resolution with a contract. It's been reviewed by our city attorney. I do want to clarify on the record that reviewed with mayor and reviewed with Mr. Gigray that we do not need to go out for an RFP for professional services, even though we're over 25,000, because state code allows for us to continue with a phased project, and phase 3 is 4th Street of downtown revitalization. So for the record, that is why we don't need to go out to an RFP.
Okay. Then I would move we approve resolution R06-2021.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for the approval of resolution R06-2021. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. That brings us to item C, which was a carryover of 4D from the consent agenda. This is resolution R05-2021 for an agreement between CUNA and Valley Regional Transit. And Councilmember Cardoza, you may have the floor for questions.
Thank you, Mayor. I guess I just have mixed emotions about $9,819 when we have repeatedly never had bus service here. If you go to, let's see, I guess page 58 on our tablet, and you look at both A, B, and C, I guess. It's expenses pertaining to services, capital, regional overhead required to support the regional transportation services. And the important part of that sentence is within the city's jurisdiction. Again, on B, for authority to use city's contribution for service, capital, and regional overhead expenses included in the annual fiscal year 2021 budget to support services, again, within the city's jurisdiction. I guess now for many years, I've argued that we pay for service, we do not get it. If you were to take $9,819 divided by my taxes on my home for the year 2020, 46 homes are paying a fee to Valley Regional Transit, and we have no service. A couple of years ago, I remember Ms. Badashim was saying that they were going to try to get some limited service out here. And I'm going to guess on maybe 3 to 5 years ago. It just seems like we're feeding a dead horse when we allow almost $10,000 of the taxpayers' money to go when we have no service out here in CUNA. I guess it's something that I need to address with you, Mayor, since you're probably in conversation with Badashim. Are we ever going to get service out here, Mayor?
So the money that we're spending now is actually the senior bus that's used by, it's available to the public. If they get a hold of the senior center, they can get free rides on that bus. That bus is provided by Valley Regional Transit. The reason that we get that service for, that's just kind of the cost of it, but there's other monies that go into that. But in order for us to actually have a bus route out here, it would be a substantial expense beyond that. So I think,
what? Jace probably can speak to that project that we're working
okay. on. Okay, yeah, Jace, if you wanna, and they're also working on a plan here now. I don't know when that's gonna happen, but it would require a considerable contribution from the city for that to happen.
Red is. Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. For the record, Jace Hellman, CUNA Planning and Zoning Department Director. We actually are in the midst of working with VRT to develop a transit study that would establish a line within the city of CUNA, whether that be a larger regional connection at one point or an internal service. We're still in those talks, but as far as getting a line out here, that is a very active thing that we are working on. And we're hoping to have that concluded by the end of this year is what they have listed. But obviously, it will also come down to financial means for us to assist into the larger network. And that will increase, I think, our payment into our dues for them as well. But we're trying to get that active line out here and establish the route sooner than later.
Thank you, Chris.
In addition, Councilmember Cardoza, Chris Singles for the record, we have a pending application for a grant for $125,000 to assist in the planning project to establish a CIP to actually have bus service. And VRT is aware that we have the grant application for consultant services and supports that. And so Jace has made arrangements with them and we meet monthly. The third Thursday of the month to actually really define what CUNA needs. And so that is in the works as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor. I thought maybe that was the fee that we were throwing down the hole every year. But if it goes to the seniors, I guess I have no problem. If the bus is available to any and all citizens of the city.
It is, and as part of our, we post things all the time for the senior center, and we make sure that that is in there so that the public knows that that's available. I don't know if we post that out enough so that people know it's available. I don't know, we might assess that and just see if we can do something to make that a little more clear if we need to, but.
Currently during the pandemic, they have been limiting that somewhat, but when we do our annual mail out to each household, we do include the information for every household how to contact for a ride on the bus.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
All right, thank you. So if there is no further question or discussion, we'll need an approval for resolution RO5-2021.
Okay, I would so move we approve resolution R05-2021.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve resolution R05-2021. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposed? And that motion carries. That brings us to item 8A is consideration to approve ordinance number 2021-04, a municipal annexation and zoning ordinance of the city of the city council of the city of CUNA, making certain findings and declaration of authority and annexing certain real properties, to wit Ada County Assessor's parcel numbers S200622000 and S210131000, owned by Coleus Family Trust, S200623110 and S210113000, owned by Naranjit Properties LLC, S210111050, owned by Holtone Quid Debt LLC, S210112060, and S210112060, owned by Coleus Stephanos, within the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of CUNA, Idaho, and into the city of CUNA, Idaho, and establishing the zoning classifications of said real properties and directing the city engineer and city clerk providing an effective date. I don't think this is any, I think we can fast track this if no one has an objection.
Okay, I would move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2021-04.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of 2021-04. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries.
I would move to approve ordinance 2021-04.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2021-04. Else would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardozo?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway? Yes. Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Item B, consideration to approve ordinance number 2021-05, a municipal irrigation annexation ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA municipal irrigation system by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors 1099 LLC and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto or pooled for delivery purposes, and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, and directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Boise CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date.
Okay, I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2021-05.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2021-05. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2021-05.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2021-05. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardozo?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway? Yes. Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. And that is all we had on the agenda for tonight. Was there anything anybody wanted to bring up before the rest of the council before we adjourn?
Mayor?
Yes.
If I could have the floor.
You bet.
J&M had to clean up, I think it was a week or two ago. And it would be nice if the city would, I know we're part of that, but it would be nice if we would maybe send a nice letter to them commending them on. I happened to take some stuff down there, and there was quite a few people when I went down there, and I think it just keeps our city much cleaner and just a nicer environment for us.
Was this the hazardous material?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
It was in the spring cleanup. That's in a couple more months.
Yeah, I think it was, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was hazardous materials. They do that, I want to say, quarterly, every other month or quarterly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's nice that they put that on. I think it keeps a lot of stuff off the streets and maybe out of the desert, if nothing else.
So. Who else is involved with that, though? So that's J&M Sanitation, then Ada County?
Ada County Landfill is with it. It's kind of a collaborative.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. We can certainly send some letter of appreciation for that. Okay. Very good. And do you know, have they talked about a cleanup days for this year? Do you know?
I'm not aware of any dates solid yet. I think they're still trying to work through that process, trying to be cognizant. They've also talked about maybe moving it out there to their facility for cleanup versus trying to bring in those large roll-offs to the park. So we might see something different. I did want to remind Mayor, they have the two new trucks, so you might want to talk about
that. Yeah, so they got their two new trucks in, they're electric, and so they can cut down on the use of diesel, and haven't got to see them operate yet. There was a video, but I wasn't able to load it down. But Yeah, J&M Sanitation is the first one, I believe, in the state of Idaho that has started with the electric trucks. And that was part of the reason for the contract that we talked about a few meetings ago, and allows them to make that happen. So we're excited for them to move forward into the future. And hopefully those trucks work out really well for them. You never know when they're doing something new. So hopefully it'll be a good deal. All right, anything else?
Mayor, one last thing I want to thank. I don't know if it's Chris or whoever. I know Mike installed it, but I don't know whose idea it was to put these up. It's nice. I like it.
It is good.
It's very good.
It was collaborative.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice.
Yeah, they drilled holes and put in screws and did the whole thing. So ran rolls of wire.
They forgot the audio one.
We forgot the speakers, but other than that,
it was working yesterday.
It was all working. Yeah.
I'm just a little disappointed there was nothing to vote on because John's here today. So.
Took all my seconds.
We ought to vote on something. I don't know.
Let's vote to adjourn the meeting.
Yep.
Do you want me to do it that way this time? All right, let's do it this time. You make a motion.
I move we adjourn the meeting.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I've yet to ever have anyone oppose adjourning a meeting motion.
It was a power struggle.
We had
chair.
Uh-huh. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Bill.
In the city of Wilder, we had a councilman that would vote against adjourning. It was a tradition and it went on for years. So I always suggested that they could amend the motion that those in favor could leave and those who were opposed could stay.
And they've never had to do that either, have they?
No, they haven't.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, I believe I am having a grandbaby as we speak. So I'm going to go update.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Good night.
Night.